This is the Republic of Texas seal. On every elevator, you can find that seal and every original doorknob, says the tour guide in the state capitol in Austin. It's a sweaty summer weekday, and the place is crawling with families, a multicultural mix of somber little kids, parents, and seniors, all wielding their cameras at the lofty dome, which rises precisely 14.64 feet higher than the one in Washington, D.C. At this moment, we are peering from the third floor down to the rotunda where the big symbol of the Republic of Texas, 1836 to 1845, is celebrated in the terrazzo floor. There are a couple of other states that have been republics, the guide continues. He's a young man with amazingly long sideburns and a habit of saying, pretty cool, quite a bit. Vermont was a republic for like 7 days. Actually 14 years, although Vermont doesn't dwell on it. Our little group is mulling the design in the rotunda floor, and someone on the tour wants to know about the 5 smaller seals surrounding the big symbol of the long-gone republic. This is the famous 6 flags, sort of a cultural identity thing, says the guide. Besides its 9 glorious years of independence, Texas brags that it has been in its history a part of France, Spain, Mexico, and the Confederacy, not to mention the United States of America. There is a famous amusement park in Arlington, Texas, that celebrates this 6 flags concept. France is sort of a stretch. We're talking about one deeply unsuccessful settlement somewhere near Louisiana. But it's the small off-center placement of the American flag and the design on the rotunda floor that's seriously unsettling. It's as if Texas's 9 years of independence was the center of its story, while its role as part of the United States is a colorful afterthought, like the brief flirtation with France. If we want to understand what Texas means to the rest of the country, first we have to understand what Texas means to Texans. The memory that it was once an independent country and the conviction that it could be again anytime it wants to weighs heavily on the state mentality. We are very proud of our Texas history, Rick Perry said in the wake of the secession dust-up. People discuss and debate the issues of can we break ourselves into 5 states, can we secede, a lot of interesting things that I'm sure Oklahoma and Pennsylvania would love to be able to say about their states, but the fact is they can't, because they're not Texas. The governor's certainty that the rest of us are mooning around wishing we could have secession discussions is sort of touching, in a terrifying kind of way. But he is right that Texans do indeed enjoy having lively exchanges about their state's history. I was once at a dinner party in Austin where I listened to an intense debate about whether Davy Crockett had died fighting at the Alamo or had been captured and executed later. And I must say I enjoy that conversation very much. Texas cannot, however, secede. They tried it once, and Abraham Lincoln did not have a positive reaction. It is true that when the state was annexed, the door was left open to dividing itself into 5 pieces. If you want to be paranoid, just imagine a Congress with 10 senators from Texas. The idea that Texans actually want to secede from the Union is, no matter what Rick Perry said, another myth. A Rasmussen poll in 2009 found that only 18% of the respondents said they favored breaking away. That's still a tidy number. When you're talking 18% in Texas, you're talking way over 4 million people. But there is virtually nothing, no matter how crazy, you can't get 18% of Americans to support if they're in a bad enough mood. In the spring of 2011, 17% of likely Republican primary voters said they thought it would be a good idea to nominate Donald Trump for president.